everyone, and welcome to the meditation with Archangel Raphael. So before we get into our relaxed position, let me just share a couple things about this angel. So really working with Raphael allows you to connect with the healer inside you. Every human being has a natural healing capacity, and it truly begins with compassion, self-compassion, compassion with others. So simply listening to another person can allow them to feel safe and even speed up their healing process. You can do this with yourself as well. So how often do you overlook your own needs and the needs of your body? You can become your own healer by ensuring that you are being kind to yourself and you're taking time for rest and relaxation. True healers of all kinds understand you must take care of yourself first before you try to help other people. So we want to make sure that we're taking that time out to rest and to revitalize. So I will say this to you. Thank you for putting aside this time to really, with an open mind and heart, recognize your need for healing and also connect with Archangel Raphael, who is the angel of healing, to gain, not only the healing that you desire, but to open up to be a more compassionate, kind, and caring person towards others. Okay? So keeping that in mind, who Raphael and what he is and how he helps us, what is your intention for our time together today? What would you like to receive? Do you have certain healing that you would like to work on? Maybe it's emotional or physical. Perhaps you'd like to know, a piece of knowledge around healing. Maybe you have a loved one that you would like to understand or be able to ask the angel to help with that healing. So set your intention for our time together. And if you want to just jot that down, I always find that that's helpful. Okay, now the next thing that we're going to do is get comfortable and relaxed. And just a general reminder, when we're doing meditations like this, this is what we call a passive meditation. So active meditation is something that you can actually do when you're up and moving around, doing your dishes, driving. But this is a passive meditation, meaning you need to be in a relaxed state so you can receive something. Okay? So your body will be passive, your mind will be active. So go ahead and get into a relaxed position. You can be sitting down, lying down, in your hammock, in your bathtub, whatever feels right to you. And you're getting into a general comfortable state, so you don't have to be 100% comfortable, but just a semi-comfortable state. And just ask yourself, is there anything that you can do to get into more of a comfortable state? Could you put some pillows under your knees or grab a blanket? Maybe send your kids away, whatever works for you, okay? And if you haven't done so already, go ahead and close your eyes. And now I'd like you to just begin scanning your physical body and noticing if there's any muscles that might be tense, if you can just allow those to relax, drop your shoulders, come into your body a little bit more. Notice all the spots in your body that feel really good. And then bring your awareness to your emotional state. What emotions have you experienced in the last couple minutes? What kind of energy is happening within your system? And you're just noticing. No need to transform. Although, if you feel like moving the energy around or letting it go, releasing it would be more comfortable, you can definitely do that. And now I want you to start just noticing your thoughts. Maybe it's a thought of something you'd like to remember. Maybe it's a thought of, I need to pull the meat out of the freezer to defrost it. Just notice the thought. Let them come to you as if it's a fish in the ocean. There's no need to catch it. There's no need to hold on to it. You can just let it come and go. And then the next thing we'll do is our four-part breathing exercise. So how this works is when you inhale, you'll inhale as much air kind of deep into your belly as you can. And at the same time as the inhale, you'll contract all of your muscles. And then you'll hold it as much as you can. And when you release all of the air from your lungs, you'll also release the tension in your muscles. And you'll hold that for just a second, and then you'll take another deep breath the same way. We'll do that for a count of four. Okay? So go ahead and take a really, really big inhale, making sure that you're contracting all of the muscles in your body. Hold it and release. And go ahead and do that three more times. All right, now you're feeling in a much more relaxed state of mind. We're setting the intention that if you need to be roused from this meditation, you can do so quickly. But if you don't, that you can block out any sort of information that's trying to come in. And now, with those eyes closed in a very relaxed state of mind and body, I want you to imagine roots coming out of your feet and going right down into the earth. And now that you feel this sense of groundedness and anchoring, imagine that there's white light that's coming from the heavens, and it's coming right into your head and filling up your whole system. This white light has a warmth and a peace and a glow about it that when it comes into your system, it feels so good. Just let it fall throughout your whole energetic and body system, even falling down through those roots into the earth. Now picture an angel, a very tall angel, and he's got this green teal glow about him, and it's the Archangel Raphael. He's standing right behind you, and he has his hands on your shoulder. And now bring some focus to any areas of your life or your physical body that you would like healing for. Ask the angel to assist you. As you ask him for help, you sense this joy and passion coming out of him that he gets to do the thing that he has purpose for. So, next, I want you to imagine that this angel and you are merging together. The two of you become one energy. You may feel your palms tingle. You may feel your heart race. You may feel a general sense of peace as this energy really integrates with you. Very soon, you are totally immersed in the healing fire of this angel's green energy. Breathe in this sacred fire. Let it go throughout your whole system. And imagine that the restoration and healing in that fire goes throughout all of your body, your muscles, your ligaments, your bones, your blood, down to your DNA level. And now place your hands on any part of your body that needs healing. As you do that, imagine Raphael's light flowing from your heart down through your palms and into that affected area. Take as long as you need for this process. Feel free to hit the pause button if you'd like to spend more time with that one area, or if you'd like to go to a different area. When you're ready, go ahead and ask Angel Raphael to step out of this oneness with you so that you are now two separate entities once again. And as he does that, he steps in front of you. And you notice for the first time a staff with two entwined snakes and wings at the top, the caduceus that connects you to Raphael with this idea of healing and balance and harmony. So now picture this staff with that caduceus there, the snakes and the wings. It somehow merges with your spine. It's gold and silver staff running through your spine with the tip in the heavens and the end in the earth's core. And all of a sudden, a spark of light ignites the rod's tip and travels down your spine, igniting all of your energy centers. And at the Earth's core, another spark of light meets the first one and heads back up through your energy centers and ignites your sense of vision so that you can see yourself as a divine being. This light that's traveling up and down, flowing back and forth, has this cleansing, balancing, and aligning sort of energy. You feel this deep healing, sense of peace like you've never felt before, and the little twinklings of joy and glee within your system. Sit with this energy for as long as you need to. Feel free to hit the pause button if you'd like to stay here. And when you're ready to move on, you can simply allow that symbol, that caduceus, that rod through your spine to just fade away. And imagine that Archangel Raphael is giving you a big hug and send him your thanks. Thank yourself for setting aside this time. And go ahead and just imagine that that pure white protective light is bathing you as if a waterfall of energy is surrounding you. And when you're ready, you can begin to come back to your body, wiggle your fingers and toes, move your arms and legs, take a big deep breath, come back to the present moment. And any time that you feel like you need this healing property in your energy field again, Or if you'd like to strengthen your immune system for anything, maybe you've got sickness around you or you're traveling, you can use this symbol of that rod throughout your spine with the energy connecting back and forth to prevent any sort of pathogens that might come your way. Before you leave this space, I would highly suggest that you write down what your experience was like. What did it feel like? What were the thoughts that you had? You can even write down if there was messages that were given to you for you or for someone else. And please be aware that this is a very high energy meditation, and therefore, please be gentle with yourself. You may find you need to drink a lot more water today. You may find that you either need to move or not move. Both are appropriate. And you may feel this sense of rawness. So please be gentle with yourself. And if you have others in your life today that you need to communicate that, just be gentle with them and say, I've gone through a lot today. I just need some space. Okay? Feel free before you move from this space just to sit and rest. Allow all of this really important work to integrate throughout your whole system. So maybe now you can see why I absolutely love working with the Archangel Raphael. He is my guy. Of all of the angels and archangels, he's probably my favorite to work with. I hope that this was of value to you and that you come back to this at any time, whenever you feel that you need to. And feel free to, share this with others if you think it would be a benefit to them. All right, thank you so much. We'll see you next time.